This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Good evening and welcome to Well, 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 Tex and Kylie with you from the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre. That was Peter, Bjorn and John with Young Folks. A big thank you to Doug and the team from the Rainbow Report. Good evening, Tex. How are you?
Oh, Kylie.
Kylie, how could I not be in a sensational mood tonight when we've had a glorious day and we have a lovely evening and I'm sitting opposite you? Now, with your big bright smile, what else could I say except I'm deliriously happy? Now, Kylie, how are you?
I'm pretty well, particularly after that.
Oh, good. Now, Kylie, we always have a jam-packed show. What's on tonight?
Well, you know, sticking with the theme of young folks, I thought it's quite an appropriate song for this program. We're going to be talking to Lynn Morgane and Gemma DiMarco from the Also Foundation about the launch of their youth action plan, and we'll have a little bit of a chat about what's in the action plan. And we're also going to take a look at the Red Hot organisation and listen to their latest Red Hot compilation that has been released this week. And of course we have some information on events and activities happening in and around Melbourne in the coming weeks. But we do love to hear from you. If you have a question, maybe you've got a curly one for Lynn and Gemma, or you just want to say hi or comment, what can you do, Tex?
Well, you've got a couple of options. You could send us an SMS, 0427JOY949, or if your fingers are hovering above the keyboard, you could send us an email, onair@joy.org.au, or if you want to speak to a real live person, you can ring us on 96992949.
We are with Tex and Kylie on Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, the only radio station in the country that's out and proud. Joy 94.9.
Well, this is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9, and joining us right now in the studio is Lynn Morgane and Gemma DiMarco from the Also Foundation, and they're here to tell us about the Also Foundation's Youth Action Plan 2009 to 2011. And welcome to Well, Well, Well.
Thanks.
Hello. You've had a busy interviewing time, haven't you, Lynn?
I have. It's been the night for it.
Ducked out from the Rainbow Report and right into Studio One. But thanks for joining us. And I'm sure you don't need any introduction about your role at the Also Foundation. But Gemma, what is your role at Also?
My role at Also is the Youth Project Officer.
Okay, and how long have you been with Also?
I think I've been with Also now for about 2.5 years. Oh. So quite a lengthy period.
Okay, and so you do also does a bit of work with young GLBTIQ community. It's a bit mouthful, but so what are some of the projects that you work on?
So one of them is Minus 18, our underage dance parties and social groups. We also have the All Sorts Youth Housing, which is well, we've got two houses now for same-sex attracted young people. And a few other activities are Plus Project, which was funded this year. So it's a recreational, culture, human, everything. A program just for young people to get together and get involved in sports.
Okay. And how many people can be housed at in the youth housing?
Both residential properties house three young people. And I think you can also have four. And I believe they're looking at a third possible property, but it's three people per house.
Okay, and there is someone else that lives on site. Is there a coordinator that lives on site? Or
they've got case management from the Family Access Network, and they've got a lead tenant which lives on site and keeps an eye on things.
Okay. Now, you've been developing a youth action plan, and that's going to be launched tomorrow. What was the background to the plan?
Look, I think its inception really came from the fact that also was doing quite a bit of youth stuff, and the board realised that it was probably important to stand back and have a bit of a think about how young people fitted within our organisation. So it was really an attempt to get, if you like, a bit of a framework around really the why. You know, why do we do what we do? We do a lot of, as Jim has just outlined, we do lots of really terrific work in and around issues to do with young people. I think the other thing we wanted to do was to kind of expand the idea that we were providing for young people and look at young people within our own organisation and their place. And so this was very much, I guess, in our leadership strategic direction, and it was about looking at how do we ensure that young people within also have a right sense of place, and then from there, what do we do with that?
Mm. And was it a fairly new direction, considering that you had youth projects already? Was it something that was written in, I guess, to the constitution of the organisation? Or
I think it was about drawing out the principles. So in a sense, the activities didn't change that much, although there are some new ones. But what did change was we're much more explicit now about, I guess, if you like, the rights and entitlements of young people within our own organisation and more broadly. So it's sort of a lot about, I think, leading by example. So it comes from the premise that unless and until young people have a full and rightful place within our own organisation, then it's a little bit difficult for us to get out there and suggest that everybody else should be doing it differently too.
Absolutely. And who were some of the partners in this process of developing the plan? So did you talk to a range of organisations that worked with young people?
Yeah, we tried to target as many youth organisations out there as possible. So we spoke with the Office for Youth, we talked to Frieza, who provide funding for Minus 18, and we also spoke to our other partners like Gay and Lesbian Health Victoria, the Rainbow Network, who work with all the youth workers and other support workers with young people. And we also put it out there to some teachers, social workers, counsellors, anyone who would have feedback within the gay and lesbian community and also within, I guess, the broader youth support services.
So it was important that you went to a range of services, both in the gay and lesbian community but also within the broader community as well?
Yes, because we're looking at young people. And although we're looking at young people who are same-sex attracted, they may get assistance or support from their schools and for other services that are out there and that we would like to develop partnerships with. For instance, the Centre for Multicultural Youth, they're a great support with advice on what they've done, the Office for Youth, and also City of Melbourne, for instance, the Action Centre and Family Planning Victoria. Mark Camilleri has been a great help.
And I guess with when you think about young people, that sexuality may not be the most pressing issue for them at the time. It may be other issues around, you know, social support in general or a health issue. So I guess you're sort of feeding into all those areas.
Exactly.
Mm. Now we're going to take a little break, but we're going to talk more about the action plan and also the launch. You are with Tex and Kylie on Well 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 on Joy 94.9.
SMS 0427 Joy 949.
Melbourne Frontrunners is your local gay and lesbian running group. It's fun, friendly, and you're welcome no matter what your fitness level. Join us for a jog around the town or prepare for the Melbourne Marathon. Check out melbournefrontrunners.ning.com.
You're with Tex and Kylie on Well 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 on Joy 94.9, and that was Does It Offend You Yeah with Dawn of the Dead. And if you have just joined us, we're talking to Lynn Morgane and Gemma DiMarco from also about the Youth Action Plan 2009-2011.
And Lynn and Gemma, we were talking off air about the sort of feedback that the Also Foundation gets, and you were mentioning that some of it comes via the internet.
Yeah.
Can you give us some idea of the sort of people, the who's and the whys, why people contact, who they are, and what their issues are?
Yeah, look, I think what we're seeing increasingly, and it's funny, it's true of all of our publications, but it's particularly true of this one, is that a lot of the feedback comes from workers working in mainstream settings. So particularly teachers, youth workers, school nurses, etc. And more often than not, what they express is a real concern for the experience of young same-sex attracted young people. So what they're saying is, oh, good on you. Gee, it's great you do this work. It's really fantastic. I'm really all for it. And when you go further and you say, well, that's great, what you learn is it's because they are deeply concerned about the young people often that they're working with. And I think that concern stems from all the same things that we're concerned about, which is a lack of support, a lack of recognition, sort of vulnerability and safety issues and that kind of thing. I don't know, Gemma, what do you think?
I would agree. Yeah. It's a lack of support within mainstream schools sometimes, especially when it might be one individual fighting for one student or for a class, trying to get a workshop in or some professional development even, and they've got to fight the school and the parents.
I think it's really good that they have found the Also Foundation website, because I was speaking to someone came into the Victorian AIDS Council today and wanted resources for young same-sex attracted young person, and I proudly brandished the All Sorts sexuality awareness resource and said, this is really good. And he said, oh, this is really brilliant. It's a pity it's not available online. And I said, ah, but it is.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's almost a one-stop shop for young people.
Look, I think increasingly so. I mean, there's so much more we could do. I mean, you know, and I think that's what the plan really speaks to. We have chosen in the plan to strengthen the capacity of same-sex attracted young people themselves to organise and to promote their own interests and to further the cause. But there's no question that the long-term goal is to ensure a greater range and a greater level and type of support available for same-sex attracted young people, because it just isn't where it needs to be. And I think, you know, sitting behind this is there's a sad understory behind things like this work, which is that the experience of many of these young people is not good, and it's not how we would want it to be. So these are the stepping stones from our perspective towards getting there.
So based on the feedback from a whole range of areas, and as well as talking to services, what are some of the action areas within the plan?
Well, we're going with the same, the also strategic direction, so we're still looking at celebrating leadership, advocating, and
there was investing.
Investing. The key things that have come up would be providing maybe leadership for young people, to get them involved in creating projects and programs and getting them to actually partake in them as facilitators. Also, getting back into secondary schools and in the education setting, providing training for teachers and for students. And resources. People are always asking for more resources, either online, CD-ROM, or pamphlets. Information about young people, what they need. And then we've got some key areas, which are young people who are same-sex attracted and with a disability from multicultural background, providing resources in different languages, and also providing partnerships with maybe the Trans Melbourne Gender Project or VGLRL and other services to create, I guess, a mini youth area of whatever is out there already.
Mm. Now, when you were, I guess, researching and talking to people, did any new issues come up that you weren't expecting or had not planned for that kind of blew you away and thought, we need to include this?
There were definitely things that were brought to our attention, if you like, sort of omissions, but they tended to be the kinds of things where you went, oh, yeah, right, you're right. Jem has mentioned obviously the need for some recognition of the particular needs of young people with disabilities, but the other issue is issues relating to rural young people, I think is a growing concern, and I think also the issues related to trans young people would have to be an area of growing awareness. So There are probably others, but I think they stood out as areas that we felt we needed to pay more attention to. And, you know, one of the driving premises of also is about equity. So clearly we have a sort of an imperative there to have a look at, you know, it's not a level playing field. We're not all equal. We do have additional issues and concerns. And so the plan begins that discussion, I think.
Mm. Now the plan is being launched tomorrow, and you're going to be having an event specifically for the launch. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
We're launching the Youth Action Plan booklet, which we got fresh off the print this morning. So it's a colourful little booklet which provides all of the directions and the hopes and activities. And we'll also be running a hip-hop workshop for some young people who would like to attend, trying to get them started into maybe some new activities in 2009 that we would like to organise.
Okay. And have you got any guest presenters coming along?
We'll be having Dr. Lynn Hillier come along to talk about, well, the writing themselves again 6 years on. 6 years on. And also we'll be having Suzanne McLaren, who has recently, or well, last year, undertook the Minus 18 Mental Health Report, which we did at one of the Minus 18 events, so the findings from there.
Okay, and if people want to attend, do they need to RSVP or can they just turn up?
They can just turn up. It's at 45 downstairs, which is 45 Flinders Lane, and the launch is starting at 5:30 tomorrow evening.
Okay, and for the workshop, is that already full?
No, we've got plenty of space in the workshop. Any young person who'd like to come down, put their runners on and have a bit of a breakdance is welcome.
And who's running the hip-hop workshop?
We've got Funky Dance Australia. They're a small dancing group in Port Melbourne, and they've very kindly offered one of their teachers to us for the evening.
Fantastic.
See how it goes.
Okay.
Gemma, what age group are we talking about, especially for the workshop? I noticed you said young people, so I won't be donning my sneakers and coming along and learning how to hip-hop. No? Lynn's shaking her head, no.
No, but adults are welcome. I think I might have a go. But any young person under the age of, we're saying anyone under the age of 26.
All right.
Is a young person still.
Mm-hmm. Could
I missed out. with those details, it's tomorrow at 5:30 at 45 downstairs, which is at 45 Flinders Lane in Melbourne. And if you need to find out more, the number is 9660 3900. Is that right?
Yes.
And just before we finish, I think it'd be really important, can you give us the details of the ALSO website? We've talked about it, and we've talked about people finding it, but if someone's listening and they don't know the ALSO website, what is it?
It's www.also.org.au.
And that's ALSO also.
Now, will the action plan be available on the website after tomorrow?
Sure, will. For people who haven't had a visit to the ALSO website, you really should, because it's brand spanking new and it's very beautiful and we're very proud of it. But one of the wonderful things about the new website is that it's given us a heap more functionality, so stuff's getting up there quicker and all of that. So, yeah, the Youth Action Plan will be on it probably as of tomorrow afternoon, I imagine. Yeah, and downloadable.
Great. Well, if you can't get along to the event tomorrow, check out the website and download the action plan. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
Always great getting you in to have a chat. We are with Tex and Kylie on Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
Keeping our community informed. Joy 94.9.
This is Tex and Kylie on Well, 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 and that was The National with So Far Around the Bend. And before that, you heard Spoon and Well, All Right. And they're both taken from the Dark Was the Night compilation, which is the latest Red Hot compilation.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have a bit of a chat about Red Hot because I guess it's their 20th birthday this year.
That's right. It's 20th birthday and 20th CD release.
Yeah.
Album release.
Album release, yeah. So they were established in 1989 to basically raise money and also awareness for HIV AIDS. And they, as well as producing the compilation albums, they also put together events and TV programs that are related to the album. So a concert based on the album. And the first album was Red Hot and Blue. And you've got that, haven't you, Tex?
I have indeed. And I've actually played a couple of tracks over the years on Joy, on During Well, Well, Well. But I actually bought the CD because I saw the concert actually on TV. I think it was on my beloved ABC. And yeah, it was really exciting at the time, and it was when HIV AIDS charities were starting to do innovative things like producing CDs and doing concerts and, you know, getting the ball rolling to get people involved.
And the Red Hot and Blue album is the Cole Porter album for anyone who has it.
Which is very me, of course.
Yeah, yes. it's a beautiful album, and so this is this album is called Dark Was the Night, and it's the 20th album. And there's been a whole range of artists involved over the years. People like Barry Adamson, Laurie Anderson, Curtis Mayfield, CNC Music Factory, Nana Cherry, Lou Reed, George Michael, and Sepultura, and as well as Red Hot and Blue and Dark Was the Night, they've released albums like Red Hot and Dance, which we've got a track from a little bit later, No Alternative, and Red Hot and Rio.
And I think I've got Red Hot and Rio tucked away somewhere. I'll have to try and find it.
We could do a whole program. I thought of doing a whole program, but we've got a track coming up soon, and it's a jazz compilation, Red Hot on Impulse, and it was very difficult picking a track that was actually less than 5 minutes. Right. And I could play the whole album because I'm a big jazz fan, but you know, it's not to everyone's taste. But they've covered a whole range of styles. You know, across the albums, and it's incredibly diverse. So there's jazz, pop, country, ambient and electronic, indie and alternative rock and Latin.
So it's a nice diverse style, a lot of styles, and I suppose you could load up your CD player and just play album after album, or do it on one of those things. Hey, what's it called when you put it off and it picks a song from each one and then picks another
shuffle.
One? Shuffle. Shuffle, that's the word.
For my head, I was thinking rumble for some reason. But I think there was a concert recently in December in Brazil based around one of the albums.
Yep.
Possibly Red Hot and Rare, but that album was that came out a while ago. And Dark Was the Night, which came out on Tuesday, I think, globally, and it was produced by Aaron and Bryce Desner from The National, who we just heard, and it includes a range of artists from the independent music scene. So if you've heard of the earlier, you know, albums, this is quite a shift, I think. Well, I found it quite a shift in terms of the music included, and it's a double CD, and it's basically everyone I love on there. And I mean, if you like independent you know, artists, and I would say rock, but it's pretty, as you heard from the last two songs, it's pretty sort of low-key, chilled out, but people doing covers, there's Bob Dylan cover and a few others in there. So,
but a really good thing about, of course, these albums is that they are raising both money, muchly needed money, for various projects around the world, and awareness of HIV AIDS. And I was having a look on the website this evening before we left work to come here, and just looking at the different sorts of charities, there were a lot of the money raised has been raised for African charities, so both African charities in America and also, more importantly, African charities in the range of countries there are across the continent of Africa itself.
So the website that you can check out is redhot.org, so that's one word, redhot.org. Or if you want to check out the latest instalment of Red Hot, there's a website, Dark Was the Night. That's all one word, Dark Was the Night. joy94.com. You are with Tex and Kylie on Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
Get active at Chill Out. Go bush on foot, bicycle or horseback, and explore towering forests, natural springs and tranquil lakes. Play a round of golf or a friendly game of bocce. Then soak away the day with a relaxing spa bath and massage before heading out for some of the great local food and wines. Check out chilloutfestival.com for more details and sign up for the newsletter. Chill Out Festival, Labor Day weekend, March 6 to 9. A proud...
There's some crazy jazz for you on Joy 94.9. You are with Tex and Kylie on Well, Well, Well. Wasn't that fabulous? That was the awesomely fantastic Charles Mingus with Hora Decubitus from the Red Hot On Impulse compilation.
And yes, it was a pretty wild track, and it was pretty good to see you going wild in the chair.
I hope you had your dancing shoes on, because that was the second shortest track that I could get off the album. The shortest was 3 minutes, the next one was 7. So it is one of my favourite Red Hot compilations, and we are talking about Red Hot and the release of their 20th album, Dark Was the Night. And I was just having a look at the disc, and I think it's really gorgeous on there. There's a little bit of health information for you on your CD. AIDS is a preventable disease. Play safe, practice safe sex, and help people in need and their loved ones around the world. Music is an instrument for positive social change.
That's pretty good. Pretty good.
And before we were talking about Red Hot and their albums, we were having a chat to Lynn and Gemma from also about the Youth Action Plan launch, which is tomorrow. And so if you want to get down and check it out, you can go to 45 Downstairs, which is 45 Flinders Lane, Melbourne. Of course, it's in Melbourne. And that's tomorrow, the 20th of February, starting at 5:30.
That's right. And we've got a few other snippets of information, Kylie.
We do.
Of course, the night is flying away. But first of all, I thought it'd be interesting to talk about the Quit Fresh Start course. And we've mentioned this before. This is a program from People Living with HIV/AIDS Victoria, and it's a 4-week course for all people living with HIV/AIDS who wish to quit smoking. The course covers a variety of topics, including understanding smoking, why you smoke, planning to quit, looking at the different health effects and how bad smoking can be for you, the different sorts of methods there are for quitting smoking, coping without cigarettes, that's both physically and emotionally, and then staying stopped in the short term and looking more at the long term, and then enjoying being a non-smoker forever. Now, the next course commences early March, so if you are a person living with HIV/AIDS and you'd like to get involved with this course, you can call Vic at People Living with HIV/AIDS Victoria on 9865 6772. That's 9865 6772.
If you've recently been diagnosed with HIV and you don't know what to do now, or you don't know who you can talk to, Phoenix is a workshop where you can find the answers and get support. It's an opportunity for gay and bisexual men who have been diagnosed HIV positive in the past 2 years or so to learn more about living with HIV. You can meet other recently diagnosed men and share your experiences in a safe and supportive environment. The next Phoenix Weekend workshop will be in March, and so that's the course commences in mid-March. And if you're interested in the course, you can give Vic a call, and his number once again is 9865 6772.
And Kylie, there's another workshop coming up, which has been organised in part by People Living with HIV/AIDS. And this one isn't actually for people living with the virus, it's for people living with the virus. So for significant others, people who are significant to people living with HIV. So this could be carers, it could be family members, a mum and a dad, or a dad, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, a lover of someone. And it's a workshop which is called Connected. And it basically means if you're connected to someone who's living with HIV, it's a great workshop because it gives you the insight of what to do and, you know, what not to do. One of the really important things with people I speak about is saying, I don't know when to say no, when it's okay to say no to someone living with HIV. I know I don't want to seem like a spoiler sport, I don't want to come down on them, but there's times when there are issues where it's appropriate to say no, but how do I do it?
So being able to provide that support, but also taking care of yourself, and you know, whether that's through creating a network from the people that you may meet or the group, or just having the knowledge and the information to provide that support. So they'll cover a whole range of issues in the workshop, you know, just basic information about HIV and transmission, different types of tests, and some of the social issues and legal issues, and issues around communication and the importance of good open communication as well.
Yeah, and so it's it also is going to provide people with some of the connections to the networks available through the various different HIV agencies. But as you were saying just before I started speaking, was the open communication really, really important? And I can't stress enough that being informed on how you communicate. Some people have great difficulty communicating and don't know what to say and how to say it. And so in workshops like this, whilst you learn, if you like, from the person at the front of the room, you also learn from each other. So it's about how you communicate and how I can communicate. So, yeah, it's learning.
Now, if you are interested in the workshop, Connected is free of charge, but it's important that you do register. You can give John Colvin a call at People Living with HIV AIDS Victoria on 9865 6709. That's 9865 6709, or you could send him an email, jcolvin, C-O-L-V-I-N, at plwhavictoria.org.au. Now, tonight has simply flown.
Yes, as always.
As always. And would like to thank Gemma and Lynn from AllSewed coming in to have a chat about the Youth Action Plan. Mm-hmm. And what's coming up next week?
Well, next week it's my show.
It's a
bit of a mystery show at the moment.
Mystery show.
Which means I'm not quite sure what we're going to be doing. But Jason will be back in the studio. You'll be having a night off.
Yep, recovering from Nine Inch Nails concert.
Oh, is that where you're going on Wednesday?
That's where I'm going on Wednesday.
All right.
But it's been delightful playing all the Red Hot tunes. And we've got another one for the end of the show as well. Would you like to say hi to anyone?
Oh, yeah. Look, I always like to say good day to Harry. Hello to Paul and Doug and to Warren. Hello to Clayton listening in Hong Kong. He sent me an email today, so I'm pretty certain he'll be listening in Hong Kong right now. Good day, Clayton. And to Simona.
Simona.
And everyone else who's listening, we love having you listening to us and getting some good info.
Now, the chat we're going to leave you with tonight is probably from the most well-known Red Hot album. Well, I think it's Red Hot and Dance, and it's a track by Sly and the Family Stone, Thank You.
Kylie, thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers.
And good night.
Bye bye.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.